Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance. Ebo here, and I'm chatting with the man, the myth, the legend, James Singer, Paper Jackets. James, first of all, thanks for joining me. Where are you calling from, man? Are you in California? Yeah. Are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm in California, not in L.A. I got out a couple weeks ago. Actually, I'm taking care of a family home up in Northern California. Just there was something that just kind of told me I should just get out of there, because I had, not only did I have like everybody and their mom, like, you know, I'm kind of in a smaller building, so you got all the neighbors home 24 hours a day. They've got like six kids who are screaming around, you know, running around the house screaming. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to just take a drive.
I don't blame you, dude. I would want to get out of there too. Now, I mean, you guys have been to Madison, Wisconsin. You've done Taste of Madison, so you know it's a little different than L.A. So we're a little more spread out, not as many people. I don't fault you at all for wanting to get out and go to Northern California. So take me through a day in the life as you're doing the social distancing and the quarantine or whatever. What are you doing day to day?
You know, at first I think everybody was a little bit taken back and kind of freaked out, but now it seems like people are kind of settling into a new routine, which feels good. And day by day, we were fortunate enough to just crank out a ton of tunes, and we were in the studio all during the holidays. So the idea of like, oh, let's work on new music just seems so like tired, because, you know, we were already on that grind, you know. But so I've just been, along with playing, you know, here and there on the guitar, and not making a big deal about it when I do pick it up, just kind of taking it as I come, but, you know, very leisurely, you know, at a very, you know, calm pace. I've just been going through. I feel like this is the time where you're kind of like everybody's let off the hook, you know, like we were, you know, people are going to be complaining when they have to actually go back to work, you know. And I think right now they just don't realize it yet, because you really don't, no one's expecting you to do anything. You know right. what I mean? So obviously you still have to go to work. You know, some of us who work in the essential fields, I think, you know, that's great. You know, continue to go back to work. But for the majority of people in this country and around the world, they're just sitting at home, you know, maybe catching up on their favorite shows or whatever. But for us, I've kind of used it as like a reflective time, you know?
That's cool, man. Yeah. And for us essentials, I'm an essential, believe it or not. Hello. But I found out that everything I love is non-essential. everything I love is non-essential. So I'm sitting around here like, man, I wish I could go to the bar and grab a drink, or I could, you know, go watch some sports, or I can do this. But I'm thinking, for maybe you guys, like self-reflection, at what point, if this keeps going on, will Paper Jackets, will James write the next best rock opera, like some huge, like gigantic rock opera? Is that in the landscape for you, or are you just kind of just,
you know,
chilling?
It's starting to feel more and more obscure in terms of like where we're going, because you're right. Like, I think when you have all this time to kind of go into your, kind of go inward, you can, yeah, you get, it gets pretty dramatic. I'm excited. We have this new single out right now called What They Call Life. And then there's a ton of other plans, recorded music, like basically all of the work, the hard, heavy lifting has already kind of happened. And I feel like there's a reason to kind of just not to chill. I mean, I still want to be out there taking names and grinding, but I feel like there's this sense of calm, and so I'm feeling pretty good about that, but we'll see, you know. It would be nice, depending, like, I think the key thing is, and you just said it, is depending on how long this goes on, we just don't know. But, you know, some people are saying end of May, or maybe, like, middle of June as the latest, and that, to me, that sounds too long, so... Well, hopefully we can.
How does that work for you guys? I mean, by the way, we're going to be playing your new single coming up here when I get off the phone with you. But when it comes to having all that music that you guys have been, you know, grinding in the studio before all this, how does it feel for Paper Jackets to kind of just sit on it and not tour?
Oh, man, it has been kind of heartbreaking. And not, you know, when you compare it to other things that are going on, we have to be responsible and just say, hey, look, it just didn't happen because there was this unforeseen event nobody had control over. But no, 2020, I think for a lot of people, including us, you know, I feel like it really has been our year. And the harsh reality is that, you know, everybody had plans this year, and we're going to just do the right thing and stay put. But for all those folks who rely on this season as their season, you know, when I say that, I mean the spring, summer months. But yeah, it really is a kick in the teeth because, you know, you spend all winter getting ready to just go out and give it your all. And then, right, it's like, wouldn't it have been better if it just happened, you know, during the off season? You know?
Right.
I mean, it's never a good time, but come on. We had the holidays. I was sitting home. You know, a lot of people love the holidays. I think you get to a certain age and you just kind of have to get through them because it's just like, it kind of feels like work, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But it's a whole 2 months of just nonsense with Santa Claus and turkeys and just everything. And then you expect it to go back to work, and then what happens, you know? You can't even do that. Yeah. So
well, here's the thing, dude. You guys don't have to deal with snow. We got snow here in Wisconsin during those months. So at least you got some sunshine out there. And I have to ask you about your new single, man. And like I said, we're going to be playing that in a second here. When it comes to making new music with Paper Jackets and what you guys do, I mean, there's a few people in that band. Does everyone bring an idea to the table? Is there a riff? Like, how did you guys, because there's a lot of layers in this new song. How did it all come together?
You know, that's a great question. You know, so yes, typically there is a layered process, you know, a lot like how the song is, how it sounds. But we usually come in with a typical, like, bare bones acoustic guitar. Like, if somebody were to just play this song for you around a campfire or like in your bedroom, this is the first thing I'd bring to like the producer, and then they would have something to add, and then pretty soon you've got Amy and you've got Johnny and you've got the whole gang jumping in doing what they do. And it basically, like, it's weird because I always just thought I was pretty terrible at music, but it turns out music is pretty simple in its bare form, in its raw form. And then I think what makes it more genius is all of the layers, like you're talking about. So it has been really cool working as a band a lot more this year and like crushing through these songs. And we're just super pumped about the single and super pumped about the record that's coming in mid-June.
Ooh, so. Mid-June, the record coming. My man, that was my next question. You read my mind. So, yeah, I'm super excited for you guys. I know you're saying, like, 2020 was supposed to be the year, right? This is the year. And you said everyone was thinking that. But think about it this way. You got a head start on the remaining of the year because you got all that stuff banked, right? You got all that stuff ready to go. So
you're good
to go. And promise me, when you guys go on, you got a tour. I mean, now maybe you guys can like, well, we'll go on tour here. I know it's kind of hard to look at the future now and wonder what's going to be open. But just promise me one thing. Madison, Wisconsin will be on the list.
Oh, 100%. You know, 100%. Madison, Wisconsin is, you know, Wisconsin just in general, but Madison especially is just such a great place and has been so great to us. So we would, of course, be coming through.
Well, we love you. We love you here, man. And before I let you go, would you like to introduce your new single, or do you want me to introduce your new single?
You can, if you want to do it. I think it'd be, you know, I think it'd be coming from a voice that everybody trusts and knows. So,
all right, how about this? I'll have you stay on hold, or I'll have you stay on the line here, and I'll introduce it. Then you can grade it. All right.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, brand new stuff from one of my favorites, Paper Jackets, What They Call a Life, brand new right here on The Resistance.